power grid attack. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. An investigation expanded today into who used guns to take out two power substations in North Carolina.
Police aren't revealing all they know, but Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Field stands by his belief.
The individual that done the damage knew exactly what they were doing.
The sheriff was joined by Governor Roy Cooper, who is concerned about infrastructure and threats to it.
We certainly need to learn from this incident as to what we may need to do, because these kinds of things cannot happen.
Duke Energy estimates 45,000 customers, which translates to thousands more individuals, were affected. Repairs could take days, so Duke Energy is putting up $100,000 to help with area needs during the outage.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Jurors have started deliberating in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial. The New York jury is weighing charges that former President Donald Trump's company helped executives dodge personal income taxes on perks such as Manhattan apartments and luxury cars. The deliberations follow a month-long trial featuring testimony from seven witnesses. Oil prices fell today as analysts focus on uncertainty over the impacts of a new Western price cap on Russian oil over the country's war on Ukraine.
We believe it's going to help limit Mr. Putin's ability to profiteer off the oil market.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does not believe that cap will have long-term impacts on the global markets. The Supreme Court's conservative majority today sounded sympathetic to a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. Liberal justices suggested allowing that discrimination could open the door to broader refusals by businesses to serve Black, Jewish, or Islamic people and others. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
North Korea's been firing weapons into the water off its coast.
About 130 artillery rounds were fired into the water near western and eastern sea borders with South Korea. They fell inside buffer zones set up 4 years ago in an attempt to reduce tensions. The North Korean military says it was to warn the South against exercises of its own taking place near the border. North Korea has fired dozens of missiles this year, including simulated nuclear attacks on South Korean and U.S. targets. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Russia has unleashed what Ukrainian authorities call the latest massive missile attack across their country, striking homes and buildings, killing civilians, and disrupting electrical power and water supplies in several areas, notably in the Black Sea port city of Odessa. Ukraine's Air Force claimed it shot down more than 60 of the 70 missiles fired. Well, prices are higher for Christmas trees this year.
Farmers say you should expect to pay a little more for your tree this year for a number of reasons. In some cases, there aren't enough trees to go around. Fuel and fertilizer prices have gone up, with increasing labor and shipping costs also impacting some growers' bottom lines. The Real Christmas Tree Board has said 71% of growers expect wholesale prices to increase 5 to 15% this year. And a spokesperson for the National Christmas Tree Association says even though prices are higher for now, it hasn't seen evidence of a decline in people buying trees. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Kirstie Alley, who won an Emmy for her role as Rebecca Howe on Cheers, has died.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
She also starred in films including Look Who's Talking. According to a Twitter post by her children, Alley died of cancer that was only recently discovered. She was 71 years old. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.